Columbia Pictures presents Casualties of War. This film is based on an actual incident that occurred during the Vietnam War. It was first reported by Daniel Lang in the New Yorker magazine in 1969. In the carriage of a tram, passengers, both seated and standing, gaze about languorously as the tram slows to a halt at the station. The doors open and some of the passengers disembark, while others board the tram. A young Vietnamese woman wearing glasses and carrying some folders in her arms quickly boards the tram and takes a seat. A young man, Erickson, is sleeping against the window on the opposite row of seats. He's jogged awake by the motion of the tram, and he notices the Vietnamese woman. She's reading a book. He stares at her with an apprehensive expression. Behind her, someone opens a newspaper. The headline reads, "Nixon resigning." The woman looks up and notices Erickson. They stare at each other for a moment. Then the woman glances at the ceiling. Erickson blinks heavily and casts his eyes downwards. He rests his head against the window and drifts off to sleep. Now, a platoon of soldiers are moving slowly through a dense jungle, crowded with shadows. The soldiers are wearing green combat gear and carrying rifles. The lead soldier, Lieutenant Riley, turns to the others.
Let's NDP here. We're gonna NDP here.
One of the soldiers, Sergeant Meserve, looks unimpressed and grabs Erickson as he passes.
Erickson, hold up. Hold up. Okay, Erickson, set up claymores on the left flank.
Erickson and another soldier, Hatcher, tread their way carefully through a muddy pool of water.
Hatcher.
They kneel on the ground and take off their helmets. Hatcher opens his bag and takes something out.
Did that sound hollow to you, man? What? Wait.
Hatcher digs at the earth with a knife, then leans down and places his ear against the ground.
We could be standing right over their tunnels right now, couldn't we? Right under us at this very second could be VC tunnels as far as the eye can see. Shit! What was that?
Fix that sound.
Hatcher and Erickson put their helmets back on while the other soldiers look warily towards the sky.
I hate fucking mortars, goddammit.
Fix that sound, Sergeant.
They're after somebody else. Who are they after?
Lieutenant, is that third platoon over there?
Captain Hill says Alpha's getting hit, sir.
Shit, man, do they know we're here?
What do you say, Meserve?
I'll get you ASAP, sir.
Hawthorne, Sergeant Hawthorne.
Sir.
He set out security to the flanks, front and rear, but not too far. I don't want him getting separated from us.
Yes, sir. Erickson, take right flank. Don't get lost over there.
Right. Hit me Superman 02. Tell him we're trying to get a fix on the tube. Tell him we can hear it. We'll adjust by sound.
Roger. Superman 02, Superman 02. This is silence when 02 opens.
Erickson moves stealthily through the bushes, his rifle raised. His face is taut with tension, his skin glistening with sweat. He comes to a standstill and slowly looks around. The soldiers duck for cover. One of their own is firing into the jungle.
What the fuck is going on?
Cease fire!
What do you got, man? What do you got?
Cease fire!
Sorry, gooks, Sarge! One of them gooks from the bell! What?
You recognizing people in this
man,
shit?
Man, I saw him!
Superman 02 needs your meth warning, Sergeant. Two kicking ass on out.
Thousand, don't fuck this.
The dude got a fix on us.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, they found us, goddammit. They're walking them in on us.
Superman 02. Superman 02.
Let's move. The dude got a fix on us. Six. Left, right. Left,
six,
move
nine, on. Go, go, go. Silent Twin 02 out.
Go, go.
The soldiers run through the jungle as explosions blast around them, sending one of them flying through the air. Erickson's legs sink through a hole in the ground.
Oh, Jesus.
He tries to dig his way out. Now, moving beneath the ground, revealing that his legs have broken through an underground tunnel. His feet kick helplessly while two enemy soldiers make their way through the tunnel, away from his flailing limbs. The tunnel is dimly lit by gas lamps hanging from the ceiling. Above ground, Erickson's trying to catch his breath. He tries to push himself out of the hole, using the butt of his rifle for support. Mazarv ducks behind a tree with another soldier, Brown.
Where's Hawthorne?
He's the way we're going, man, but Erickson's on right flank. He ain't come in yet. This war's getting old, Miss Mazarv.
Here comes Artie.
Fuck!
Okay, Brown. You get up there with them. Keep your shit together there.
Mazarov heads off.
My shit is together. My shit is forever together. I'm armor-plated, motherfucker. Yeah!
As soldiers scurry through the tunnel, a Vietnamese man in civilian clothes reveals himself hiding beneath a cover of dirt. He crawls towards Erickson's screams, a knife clutched in his teeth. Up ahead, he can see Erickson's feet kicking frantically.
What's wrong with him?
Mazarov grabs a stick and gives it to the wounded soldier. Mazarov dives to the ground as an explosion rips through the jungle behind him. He crawls across the ground.
Help me! Somebody!
He spots Erickson. Mazarov gets to his feet and strides towards Erickson. In the tunnel, the knife man gets closer to Erickson's leg. Mazarov approaches Erickson.
Oh, Sarge! I need help! Help! Sarge, help me! I'm stuck! Oh, I'm stuck! Help! Oh, thank God!
As Mazarov pulls Erickson out of the hole, the knife man swipes at his feet, but misses. Someone fires at them from a tree. They duck behind a tree for cover.
I'm gonna put some traces up where he is. You back me up with the thump, okay?
Right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Mazarov fires at the tree. Erickson launches a grenade at the tree.
Yeah, you fuck!
The sniper has fallen.
Yeah.
The knifeman emerges from the hole, holding a gun. Mazarov riddles him with bullets.
It's a mad fucking minute, huh, Cherry?
It's daytime, and the platoon are trekking across a field, clusters of palm trees and shrubs behind them. The soldiers stroll into a sleepy village of thatched houses. Brown and Mazarov are at the front.
You're getting too short for this shit, Missouri.
We ain't short yet.
Shit, 30 days in the wake-up, man, is so short, we're damn near invisible. We gonna D-Rose right out of this jungle, man. Gonna D-Rose right out of these clothes.
Yeah, put me on that Freedom Bird. I figure I'm short. And maybe the fuck is gonna crash.
Jesus. Can you imagine that? He escaped the Nom. He'd die an airline fatality.
Never happened, Jerry. You survive the Nom, you get to live forever, man.
How long you been in country, Harrison?
3 weeks.
3 weeks? Oh, man, you're breaking my heart.
You know, Missouri, I've been thinking, man. Maybe it's about time we stop balling these slanted-eyed bitches, man. Otherwise, we might end up home disease, you know?
Dick, you die, man.
Yeah, the Nom's a trip. First 30 days, you don't know shit. The last 30 days, you don't give a shit. I mean, you care, but it's just kind of humpback and crooked, you know? Like the sheriff. He's liable to end up wasted because he don't know nothing. And you and me liable to end up in peril because we don't care about nothing.
I care, bro.
Yeah, sure you do, man. It's just kind of humpback and crooked, you know?
Well, you and Dr. Erickson, spread out here. Stay alert. Don't get lost. Brownie, let's get you.
The soldiers spread out into the village. The villagers go about their business, some of them carrying sackcloths over their shoulders, others busying themselves at a small lake next to the village. Erickson gives a chocolate bar to a little girl.
Hershey bar, number one. It's good stuff. Take a big bite.
You check out this sad-ass cherry, man.
Take swipe, home.
Swipe?
It's mango. Quit begging, Erickson. I want your fucking candy come bar. On. You can give it to me, man.
Erickson.
Come on. Erickson. Come on very much.
Don't be eating one fucking thing these gooks give you. Now get back where you're supposed to be.
Sorry.
You want to die a sudden horrible death, Jerry?
No, Sarge. You were going to eat it, weren't you, Jerry?
You see, these people here, they confuse themselves that they con or they not con.
Yeah, man, they're schizophrenic, you know?
Depends on who scared them last.
You eat some chopped up razor blades or something they give you, some shaved up glass. What are you dead of?
Stupidity, man.
Sir Raj Brown, much fun, Brownie.
Yes, indeed. These are the folks the Sarge and me are overjoyed to have traveled 11,000 miles to assist them in their struggle to upgrade their raggedy ass selves.
Yeah, every damn one of them is older kids, man. That ain't good.
Hey, this is a retirement vehicle, Clocky. This is sort of like Florida.
Hey, Brown, you know, I wasn't going to eat that thing. I didn't want to be rude.
Rude?
Yeah.
Rude? Well, I'll smack you upside your head talking that foolishness, man.
Erickson, man, you do something rude. You say sorry about that. You know what I mean? Like, for example, you know, you strangle some of their chickens, man, or you cop some of their rice, you know, or you barbecue their fucking hooch. You say sorry about that. Let me hear you say it, Cherry. Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
No!
I got something first, sir.
We asked him which path was safe. One day he says one, next day the other.
I got it.
Be safe. VC, number fucking 10. VC, you, number fucking 10.
No.
No. You VC.
VC, no.
Eh?
No.
No, 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 no. No, no, no. No. All right. We got it. Number one, old man. Come on. Come
Harrison.
On.
Hey, man, I hope that ain't your sad-ass idea of fun, buddy.
Hey, Brownie, this is some piece of equipment, man.
Gee, it don't look like no piece of equipment to me, man. Looked like some pathetic tree fell over and got all tangled up in somebody's shovel. And this fool going around trying to act like some sort of Einstein, he gonna tie it to his cow.
Hey, do you have any idea one of these things works?
Hey, man, ain't you supposed to be hauling water to your thirsty fellow soldiers instead of hanging out with this dubious motherfucker, man?
Yeah.
So let's go then.
Right. Okay. No, no, no. Okay. All right.
Shit. Sarge wants us staying together. No, we best be staying together. Or don't you want to be getting home to do your own plowing? You married, right?
Yeah.
Come on,
motherfucker.
Brown takes a drag on a roll-up, then looks at Erickson quizzically.
What the fuck was I talking about, man? This some badass tie stick, man. Oh, yeah, you got any babies, Erickson? That's what I was talking about, man. You got kids?
Little girl.
Little girl, huh? Now, ain't that my point, man?
the hell was you doing back there? The sergeant had to go flying back to save your ass.
Ground opened up on me, Franny. I'm hanging there, half in, half out of one of the tunnels. Mortar rounds coming straight at me. Boom, boom, boom. Couldn't believe it.
Did you pee your pants, man?
Oh, man.
Come on, don't be shy, man. Talk to me.
I'm talking, man.
Yeah, but you ain't telling me nothing, man. Now, your ass is stuck in a rabbit hole like motherfucking Winnie the Pooh, right? So what happened?
Man, come on.
Come on, man. Look, think about me as your priest, huh? You can tell me anything.
I'm Lutheran. I don't
Did
have a priest.
Did you pee your pants, motherfucker?
Brownie, Sarge hadn't come back for me. I sure would.
Yeah. Without the Sarge, man, you ain't nothing but a sack of monkey shit. Now, you ain't walking along in this moment in time driving with me, man. You so much grief bagged and tagged that your raggedy-ass people is pissing and moaning all their heartbroken lives. Ain't it right, Sarge?
Mazarov glances at them.
Hatch! Hatcher!
What?
Listen up. You people got 30 days to be learning what you can from me and Mr. Mazarov. Hatcher! Listen up, man.
I'm listening.
Because we gonna D-Rose and leave Freedom's Frontier...
Bullets tear into Brown's body. Shots pepper the ground and the soldiers get down. They fire at the snipers hiding in the bushes on the other side of the lane.
Behind you!
A villager throws a grenade at them. Erickson fires a grenade launcher at the missile.
Oh my God, I hit it! Sarge!
Erickson watches with a sorrowful expression as Brown convulses in agony. Mazarov presses a hand against his throat as he returns fire.
All right, cease fire! Cease fire!
Hatcher hits his rifle in frustration. Brown writhes in agony.
Oh, I told you this fucking place wasn't safe.
They set us up! The bastards set us up!
Sarge, I'm in trouble, man.
I'm in trouble, Sarge.
It ain't nothing, Brownie. It ain't nothing.
You sure, man?
It ain't nothing, man.
It sure feels like something, man. It feels bad, Sarge.
It ain't nothing, man.
Erickson. Sarge says I'm gonna be okay, man.
Oh, yeah. I swear, Brownie.
Brown grimaces in pain.
Oh. Fuck this shit, man! Fuck this song!
Two helicopters fly overhead, one with a skull and crossbones on the front, the other with a red cross. A machine gunner keeps a lookout from the medical chopper as it comes into land in the village. Brown's carried on a stretcher.
Let's go, let's go! Come on,
Sarge!
Sarge!
Brown,
look in my fucking eyes! I'm gonna hypnotize you!
Good.
You're fine!
Hey! I know it, man. I know it.
Brown's loaded onto the helicopter, watched by his compatriots. Then the chopper lifts off. Brown's lying on the stretcher, blood caked around his mouth.
I'm a armor-plated motherfucker. I'm a armor-plated motherfucker. I'm a armor-plated motherfucker.
Mazarov watches the helicopters as they fly away.
Sergeant, let's see. Sergeant Mazarov, you're to hump it back 2 clicks to the road. Our APCs are there. One of them will take you to Upthon. You can hook up with a truck back to Wolf. Captain Hill is regrouping your company there. That understood, Sergeant?
Better watch your back here, sir.
This ville is bullshit, sir. These fuckers are harboring the VC.
We'll be advised, Corporal. We're gonna bust some chops before we're out of here. Don't you worry.
Torch the fucking place.
Base Camp Wolf. A large military encampment dotted with barracks. A helicopter comes to land on a large helipad. Now moving closer on one of the barracks. Erickson, Hatcher, and Clark stride into the barrack.
There it is. My rack. Oh.
So, what are you gonna do, guys?
We're gonna get shit-faced and go hump the brains out of some of them dink hoes.
I don't know, I think I'm too tired.
Come on, Erickson, are we on duty or off, man?
Hey, Hatcher. Let me have one of your beers. I'm not gonna drink one.
No, man, you should have brought more.
Oh, the goddamn dog in the manger, Hatcher. Give the guy a fucking beer.
You're mine, man.
I'll give you 1,000 P, Hatcher.
Oh, you should have thought ahead.
I'll give you 10,000 P. All right.
For one?
All right, fucking
Oreos. Oreos. I'll give you some of my cookies. Hey!
I was hoping you were still around, Eric.
Forget about
it, man. Hey, we just spent some time in the combat zone, man. Fucking lieutenant had a high degree of difficulty getting his head out of his ass. She left us deployed throughout the jungle like a bunch of crazed motherfuckers. What happened to you guys?
I don't think anybody knows. I just about got killed up.
What was that like?
I went nuts.
Hey, you want to shower, Erickson?
Later.
Come on, man. I want to shower. Let's go shower. You want to shower, Hatch?
Fucking eight.
Hey, Sarge. Hey, man. It's the Sarge.
Hey.
Hey, Sarge, man. This asshole Clark just bought one beer off me for 10,000 P. Ain't that some shit?
Sarge, we on duty or off?
Off.
Fucking A.
We've been detailed long-range recon in the morning. Off till 2100.
Where do we gotta go?
Lieutenant will brief me. I'll brief you guys 2100. We're out of here 0600.
But we're off till then?
Yeah.
Let's go shower, man. Sarge, we're gonna go take a shower. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna go into town and get laid.
Sarge, what do you hear about Brown?
He's dead.
Meserve wipes shaving cream off his face with a towel. Now, Hatcher, Clark, and Erickson are taking a shower.
This place is bullshit, man. I hate this fucking place, man. I'm down to blow it up and pave it over, man.
Fucking A.
Brownie can make me laugh, man. And I like to fucking laugh. You know, I never even knew a fucking far-out spade dude like Brownie before Brownie, you know, man?
They just shouldn't keep making you hump the boonies when you're short like Brownie was, man. They ought to let you go home, man.
Yeah, but then you'd be short when you were getting close to where you didn't have to go out anymore.
So what, man?
So nobody want to go then.
So I don't want to go now.
Yeah, but they keep moving it back, Hatch. They move it back and move it back, and pretty soon they wouldn't be sending anybody over here.
Yeah, so what's wrong with that? What I'm saying is these fucking gooks are shit, man! They're lowlifes!
Every bug-eyed motherfucker in that film, man, every man, woman, and child knew about them fucking mortars, man. And they knew about the snipers, too, and they just let them zap around. They're slugs, man. They're roaches. And total fucking destruction is the only way to deal with them, man.
That night, Meserve, Erickson, Clark, and Hatcher are striding through the base camp. They show their passes to the guard at the gate.
Sorry, Sarge. Pass has been canceled.
What?
The bill's been declared off limits.
What did he say?
For how long?
Indefinitely.
You serious, man?
Fuck him.
Whoa, hey, all
watch
right,
it, Sarge.
All right, come on. Motherfucker.
Take it easy, man.
Yeah, that was easy. That was motherfucking easy.
What are we gonna do, Sarge?
You know what this bullshit's about? The fucking Kong is in town tonight. He's white, it's off limits. Charlie's in the whorehouse.
No shit.
Oh, yeah, Erickson, didn't you know? Charlie's gonna get laid, too. He works hard killing us. Don't he?
What are we gonna do, Sarge? What are we gonna do? God damn it. The Kong's getting laid, and we're just, ain't fair, man, you know?
Erickson slumped on the floor. Hatcher and Clark lying on their bunks.
Am I talking? I can't tell if I'm talking or not, man.
Diaz, how you doing?
Mazarb is striding through the camp with Diaz.
One of you guys got a Playboy on you that I could borrow?
Jeez, Army?
No, man. I gotta find one.
Somebody sent you a present. This is Diaz from 3rd Platoon. He's Brown's replacement. We're out of here in the morning at 0500. When everyone carrying two frags, make sure you guys smoke. Sit down. Leave your vest behind. I don't want to take any heat casualties out there. Beyond that, wear what you want to wear, as long as it's charmed, as long as it's what made you survive to this day. The destination is Hill 209 in the Tracuke River Valley. The hill overlooks this blue line. There are caves. Battalion thinks it might be VC. We're looking for tunnels, bunkers, unmapped trails, whatever. Now, the orders are, we don't shoot except in self-defense. But you get one of these little motherfuckers out in the open, you waste them.
The men nod.
All right, now we're leaving the full hour early because at this point, we're going to detour 2,000 meters to the south, to the villa near Han. Because what we're going to do is requisition ourselves a girl. Little portable R&R. It'll break up the boredom, keep up morale.
Erickson looks stunned.
Now, I want nothing but charm people around me on this one, gentlemen, so bring your good luck stuff.
Clark brandishes a knife.
Like this, Sarge?
Mazarv smiles.
Does it feel lucky?
Looks lucky.
You really say that?
Wouldn't do it, would you?
Bring your girl? Are you crazy? I mean, as short as he is out of here in less than 30 days.
And so why'd he say it?
I don't know. What would the other guys think?
Everybody's joking. Clark. Clark says, what's this, some new additional lure rations?
Right. I mean, some broad in your pack. You see how nuts that sounds? That'll never happen, G.I.
Now, moving slowly through a village at night, some pigs sniff about on the dusty ground. The red glow of a torch illuminates some villagers sleeping in a thatched hut, a woman and a small boy. Now, moving on to another hut where an old man and woman are asleep. Another hut reveals a small girl sleeping next to her mother. Now, moving towards another hut where two teenaged girls are sleeping next to each other. Nearby, an older woman coughs in her sleep. Focusing back on the sleeping girls, the red beam hovers over their faces. Clark clasps his hands over the girls' mouths.
This is the one, Sarge. She's the pretty one.
Take the pretty one.
The girl's eyes are wide with fear. Outside the hut, Erickson looks shocked.
Get over here, you fucking
cunt! Jesus, God.
Erickson takes several paces away from the hut, his face sheathed in sweat.
What's going on?
Erickson walks away from Diaz, his face taut with tension. He glances into the hut, then looks away. Hatcher scares away the pigs. Erickson glances over at Hatcher, and they share a nervous look. Diaz.
You
guys done this before? No.
This is unbelievable.
I didn't think you meant it, Hatch. Did you?
I don't know, man.
Clark carries out the struggling guy.
Let's go, gentlemen. I want to be out of here by first light.
Meserve holds back the girl's mother.
What do you want? What do you want?
Clark stuffs a rag in the girl's mouth.
Get some rest, you're upset.
Erickson looks at the distraught mother clutching her other daughter.
Sorry.
As dawn breaks, the sky is tarnished with shades of orange and red. In silhouette, the soldiers trek across the landscape, one of them carrying the struggling girl over his shoulder. Daylight sheds itself over the mountainous landscape. The soldiers climb up a hill, one of them pushing the girl in front of him, her hands tied behind her back. They reach the top of the hill, then continue across a flat expanse of grassland. Clark has one arm around the girl's shoulder. She's gagged. He looks at her lasciviously, then notices Erickson.
Yeah, we're gonna win her heart and mind, Erickson. If she's got one.
Erickson walks ahead, wearing a troubled expression.
Hey, Sarge. A couple of more clicks, we'll take a break. I thought you were kidding last night, Sarge.
Well, I was serious as a heart attack, you know that.
Yeah, I know, that's what I mean. I mean, this is kidnapping, ain't it, Sarge?
I take the point. Go relieve Hatch on point.
Why?
You got the point. Go!
Yeah, right.
Erickson walks ahead, leaving Miss Irv with a bewildered expression.
Hatch. Hatch, slow up, man. I'm supposed to relieve you.
It's just like Genghis Khan, man. That's what I was thinking. You ever heard of Genghis Khan?
What? What are you talking about?
Miss Irv, man. He's unbelievable. I mean, what we're doing. Fantastic. I can't figure out how come we never thought of it before, man.
Hatcher, this is nuts.
Hey, nuts. It's what armies do.
Oh, we ain't Genghis Khan,
hey,
man.
Hey, you're the one who's nuts, man.
It's the 20th century, man. Jesus, we're supposed to be here to help these people.
The girl sitting on the grass trying to catch her breath. Clark's caressing his knife and sharing a joke with Miss Irv. Clark stabs his knife in the ground, then strolls over to the girl.
What's the matter with you? Are you okay? Are you okay? Come here.
He puts his helmet on her. Diaz watches as he finishes off some food from a can. He picks up his rifle and trudges over to Erickson.
That was some hump, huh, man? Yeah. You want some gum?
Yeah, come on.
Come here. I'm not going to hurt you. Come here for a second. I just want to tell you.
Hey, Erickson, if I don't want to mess with her, man, do I have to?
Diaz. No, man.
Hey, come here. Come here, somebody. Somebody, come here. Come here, quick, man. Come here.
Check it out, Clark.
Clark follows Hatcher through the undergrowth.
Is that a farmer diddy bopping down there, or is that VC?
Where?
Right there in the pool.
What is it, Clark?
I don't know. It's a rock, I think.
It's moving.
The bushes are moving. The rock ain't.
Fuck, are you shooting at?
Sarge says we should shoot him in the open.
An animal runs from the spot where Hatcher shot.
It's a water buffalo, Sarge.
Dumb. Very fucking dumb.
Mazarov pushes Hatcher onto the ground. Mazarov and Clark come back. Diaz wanders off, and Erickson glances at the girl. Mazarov puts down his rifle and takes something out of his bag. He picks up his flask and goes over to her. He crouches down in front of her and opens up a small box of pills. Erickson watches.
Do. Aspirin. Number one.
Okay.
He takes off her gag and puts the pill in her mouth. He puts the flask to her mouth, and she drinks the water thirstily.
Okay.
She nods. Mazarov sits down next to Erickson.
Hey, Sarge?
Yeah.
We on track?
We spell a little rig for your old Lang. It's about 2.5 hours, we'll be there.
Hey, Sarge, you gotta give me a minute here on this thing we're doing. I mean, what we're doing. What are we doing, Sarge?
Mazarov glares at Erickson.
We've incarcerated a BC suspect, is that what you're talking about? She's a BC whore. And we're gonna have a little fun with her.
Yeah, but she's just a farm girl, ain't she?
Erickson, look. You're the cherry here, right? So lighten up. Just let me carry the weight.
What's the problem, Sarge?
Erickson don't think a VC whore's a VC whore.
Don't? Wow, man, you've been to town, Erickson. They'll sell you their children.
Clark, these people were sleeping in their hooch.
You got the whole wrong outlook on this thing, man. He's all discombobulated. You got the whole wrong outlook on this thing, Erickson.
What are you talking about?
He's talking about she's a VC.
She ain't.
I'm telling you, Erickson. This ain't a VC. Clark ain't. Actually, he ain't no VC. Diaz ain't a VC. I ain't no fucking VC. Now this.
He goes over to the girl and lifts her up by the gag wrapped around her throat.
This is a VC. And you? Oh, you, I don't know about.
The soldiers make their way through a smoldering forest, the trees splintered and blackened.
Hold it up, Hatcher. You ain't gonna be cutting yourself the slack, man. You ain't humping your own rug. You'd be humping mine.
Why, man?
Just put it on.
Hey, Sarge?
Hey.
I'm a corporal, Hatcher. I'm giving you a direct order. You help my ruck.
Reluctantly, Hatcher picks up Clark's rucksack.
Oh, man. What an asshole.
The girl trudges barefooted across the blackened ground, her back laden with rucksacks. A snake slithers across the ground. Clark catches up with the girl, a smile on his face.
Hello. 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 I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello. I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello. I love you, won't you tell me your name?
Now, the soldiers are trekking through thick jungle. They come to a clearing and hunch down, their guns at the ready. Erickson's ordered to go forward. An abandoned hut stands in the clearing, the thatched walls fraying and dilapidated. Pots, pans, and bedding lay discarded on the floor. A small table is cluttered with pots and a thatched basket. Erickson looks into the hut.
Yeah, it's all clear, Sarge. Stream's no more than 30 meters down there, Sarge. We got plenty of water.
Get her inside. Get your ruck off her, Hatcher. Put mine over there. All right, we use this sorry-ass place as SCP. Erickson, you and Diaz get the chow and ammo stored and square this place away.
Clark ushers the girl into the hut.
Clark, you and Hatcher come with me. I want to reconnoitre this area. Let's do it.
Diaz joins Erickson, who's looking at the girl. She's bundling strands of hay into the thatched basket.
Oh, man, I ain't gonna rape nobody. Erickson, you gotta back me up. I'll back you. Swear it.
I do, man. I promise. You gotta back me too, okay?
Got it.
Later, Diaz is sitting smoking a cigarette and writing in a notepad. Erickson's leaning against the wall, watching the girl as she sweeps up the floor, having cleared the table. He offers her his water flask. She takes it nervously, and he looks at a wound on her back.
Okay. 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 Shh. 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 It's okay. I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm not gonna hurt you. You cut, okay? You hurt. Let me fix it, okay? No. Give.
He takes the flask from her. He pours some water onto a towel.
I'm gonna clean. Okay?
He tries to take off her shirt. He rubs the wet towel over her back.
It's gonna be okay.
He wipes it over her face.
Okay, I'm your friend. I'm your friend, okay?
The soldiers are lounging about outside the hut. Mazarv and Clark engaged in quiet conversation. They trudge over to Erickson, who's sitting by a tree.
Mind if I pull up a chair?
Go ahead.
Cigarettes, huh? What you got there?
Playing some games.
Army don't want to surprise us.
Leave it to the dinks for that, huh? How you doing?
I'm all right.
I'm sorry I jumped on you back there. Let's just, we're out here, right? It's fucking boonies. Got the kind hanging in every tree, just waiting to grease us out of existence. What, we hunt 5-6 hours at the baddest bush?
Gook said half a brain would be fighting to get the hell out of this stinkhole, not to keep it.
It's 5-6 hours of the ugliest snakes and stinging spiders. We got to count on all that, but each other, right?
Yeah.
Come here.
Mazarov leads Erickson over to the hut with the girl sitting on the table. Mazarov puts his rifle on the table, then starts to tie the girl's hands.
Now, I don't want any problems with you, Erickson. Counting on you, as a matter of fact, in particular.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the hell's going on here, Sarge.
We're gonna, interrogate the prisoner.
This isn't right. We ain't supposed to be doing this.
Don't fuck with me. You're taking your turn in here.
No, no, I ain't raping nobody.
Well, you think you're saying no to me? You ain't hotshot enough to be saying no to me. Motherfucker! Motherfucker, you think you're standing up to me?
I ain't doing it. No way.
Oh, what's the matter? Don't you like girls? Haven't you got a pair? Is that your problem?
What is going on here, Sergeant?
Erickson here don't want to ball the dink.
How come?
I don't know.
He's a chicken shit.
Is that it? Is that your problem, Erickson? Huh?
No.
So what is it?
Maybe he's queer.
Is that your faggot? Huh? Is that your goddamn problem?
No.
So what is it? Everybody else is up for this.
Erickson looks at Diaz.
What are you looking at Diaz for? Diaz is with the program. You got a problem with this Diaz?
Erickson looks eagerly at Diaz.
Huh?
I don't know, Sarge.
Okay. Would you stop looking at Diaz?
Wait a minute. Maybe he is a queer.
Maybe Erickson's a homosexual. We got us 2 girls on our patrol. Is Erickson a faggot, Hutchin?
I don't know, Sarge.
I think he is.
He's a chicken shit, man. I'm gonna cut his heart out.
How are we gonna count on you? You're a goddamn BC sympathizer. I mean, you could get killed real easy, don't you know that? Ooh. Somebody stumbles. They don't mean to shoot you. They're sorry. Friendly fucking casualty. I mean, a body bag's a body bag, right? Who's counting? Your mom is crying, your daddy's pissing and moaning.
He's dead.
What?
He's dead. My father's dead.
Who cares, man? Nobody cares about your goddamn family history, pal. Nobody's asking about that.
You're taking your turn in there.
No.
Well, maybe when I'm done with her, I'm gonna come after you. Maybe when I'm done humping her, I'm gonna come hump you.
Erickson turns his grenade launcher on the soldiers.
Were you gonna take an attack posture with me?
Mazarov throws him his rifle.
Yeah, you got a weapon. Clark got a weapon, Clark got a knife. We all got weapons. Anybody can blow anybody away any second. Which is the way it ought to be. Always.
Mazarov walks up to Erickson and takes back his rifle.
The army calls this a weapon, but it ain't. This is a weapon.
He grabs his crotch.
This is a gun. This is for fighting. This is for fun.
He grabs the girl by her bound hands and drags her into the hut.
Help! 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 Help!
He puts her on the table and rips off her trousers. Erickson watches in horror as Misarva lays on top of her. Clark watches with a smile. Misarva turns to look at Erickson.
You gonna watch?
Clark puts a knife to Erickson's throat.
Take security, Erickson. You get security.
Erickson walks away, while behind him, Misarv rapes the girl on the table.
Who's next, man?
Not you, man.
Wish we had some beers, man, you know? I'd really like an ice-cold beer, man, you know?
Later, Misarv emerges from the hut, drenched in sweat. Clark gets up and hands him a joint.
And nothing. I wish we had a beer, huh, Sarge? Don't you wish you had a beer? Are we gonna flip a coin for who's next or what?
Diaz next.
When am I up, Sarge?
At the clock.
That's last.
Move it, Diaz, goddammit, move it.
I wish we had a goddamn beer, man. We gotta have some beer.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
I just want a beer.
Maybe we ought to gag this bitch, you know? We're gonna have PC all over our case.
Diaz takes off his vest. He glances at Clark, then turns away and pulls down his trousers, revealing his naked rear end. He turns to the girl, who's laying on the floor.
Everybody loves somebody, sometimes.
Diaz gets on top of the girl. Later, Diaz is sitting outside, staring into space.
Asher manages about 3 strokes, you know, and then he starts going, yee, 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 like a fucking mouse.
Clark had his knife in his hand the whole time, man. He's holding at her throat, man.
So what?
Well, what do you mean?
When was the last time you had a real woman, Sarge?
She was real. I think she was real.
My brother had this car, man. It was a 57 Chevy Bel Air. Raked, nosed. Had 10 coats of hand rub, candy apple red lacquer. The coolest. It had a 283 in it, you know, Ford and stroke. It was the fastest thing on the street.
Misarv walks into the rain. His cheek bulges from something he's eating. He approaches Erickson.
Diaz will relieve you $2,400, okay?
Erickson staring into space with a troubled expression, rain dribbling off his face. Misarv glances up at the sky.
You probably like the army, don't you, Erickson? I hate the army.
This ain't the army. This ain't the army, Sarge.
Misarv takes off his helmet and raises his face to the rain, opening his mouth.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of evil, I shall fear no death.
He looks at Erickson.
Cause I'm the meanest motherfucker in the valley.
Erickson stares at Misarv with an impassive expression. The next day, Misarv, Diaz, Hatcher, and Erickson peer over the edge of a cliff.
It's a bunch of them cruel-hearted little people.
There you go. What do you make of this, Sarge? You want to light them up?
Misarv looks through some binoculars and sees 3 Viet Cong guarding the riverbank. A small motorboat with a barrel-shaped cabin comes down the river. Masurv swings the binoculars back onto the three guards.
Oh, there's something happening here.
Yeah, maybe they're just fishing.
Masurv looks down at Hatcher incredulously.
Hatcher, you and Erickson get back to the hooch. Load up an extra ammo, smoke grenades. Diaz, give me Big Brother. I want to prearrange boo-boo support.
Right.
Deedee Mile, gentlemen.
Big Brother 02. Big Brother 02, this is Silent Twin 02. Over.
Clark's at the hut. He spits onto a whetstone, then sharpens his knife on it. Erickson and Hatcher run into the clearing, and Clark smiles.
What's happening, man? Masurv wants smoke grenades and ammo.
We're gonna light up some little motherfuckers, man.
Oh, where's Masurv?
He's back at the ridge, man.
What am I supposed to do, man? Sit here and babysit the whore while you guys get to waste some gooks?
Erickson looks over at the girl, huddled in a corner.
What do you say about me?
He didn't say anything.
All right.
All right, man. I'm saying I'm going up there, man. Erickson, you stay here.
I'm supposed to go up.
Hey, man, I'm going up there and get some. Okay? I ain't gonna miss this good shit. You ready, Hatcher?
Yeah.
Deserving getting light.
Erickson, I'm a corporal, man. You're a PFC, you got it? Now you're staying here. Give me the thump gun.
Clark grabs the thump gun.
All right, let's Deedee Hatch.
We're gonna KIA some VC gooks, man.
Fucking A.
Clark and Hatcher leave. Stripped of his gun and ammo, Erickson watches them go. Looking exhausted, he slowly turns around to look at the girl. He slowly walks towards her, wearing a dazed expression. She's cowering in the corner, her long black hair over her face and her bloodied undergarments around her ankles. Her hands are still bound behind her back. Erickson shakes his head sadly.
No more.
She quivers. Erickson pulls the struggling woman around and forces her onto her knees.
Just a minute.
Untied, she crawls away from him and recoils behind a pillar.
Sorry.
He struggles for words.
Friends. Sick. Huh? You're sick. It's okay.
He puts his hand on her forehead.
Oh, man. Oh, man, you're burning up.
Erickson turns away.
You hungry? Hungry food? Eat. Okay, number one.
Some biscuits.
Okay.
She snatches the biscuits from his outstretched hand and devours them hungrily.
No. It's okay, Clay.
She takes his canteen and drinks from it.
know about you,
I don't understand.
I
don't understand. I don't know what you're saying.
Mazar's watching the boat, which is now moored to the muddy bank. The three soldiers and a woman are collecting supplies. Hatch and Clark arrive.
What's happening, Sarge?
Clark, leave them here.
I said there's some shit happening.
Where's Erickson?
He's in the hooch.
Put your head up your ass, you leave him alone with the horn. Are you nuts? Go get him up here. Go get everybody and everything up here ASAP. Go! I'll do every fucking thing myself.
Crouched down in the hut, Erickson searching through his supplies. He pulls on a belt. He braces himself, then turns around again to the girl in the corner.
I'm gonna take you out of here. Okay? You, me, go. We go, we're gonna Dee Dee. Okay?
Clark's walking back towards the hut, his head bowed sulkily.
You go home? Mama son. Mama son. Mama son, Bill. Go home and Bill. Bill.
Clark continues to trudge along past overgrown tree stumps.
Bill. Yeah. Thank God. Mama son.
That's right, we're going home.
Clark's getting closer. Meanwhile, Erickson helps the girl around the side of the hut.
Wait a minute.
I can't go.
I can't go. I'm gonna be a goddamn deserter.
Go! No!
No!
Clark hears them.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't do this. I can't do it. You don't understand.
The girl clings desperately to Erickson. Clark runs towards the hut. He comes up on them, the girl supporting herself on Erickson's shoulder.
What are you doing?
Nothing, man.
Mazur wants everything and everybody up top.
Sometime later, the motorboat sets off back down the river. The three Viet Cong carry their supplies along the riverbank. They stop at a pit in the ground where other men are unloading weaponry. On the hillside across the river, the soldiers' helmets are visible behind a low wall. They're lying in a row with the girl beside them. Hatcher looks at the girl. To Mazar.
She's gonna give us away with all that coughing, Sarge.
We gotta waste her, Sarge. She's gonna get us lit up.
Erickson's eyes widen.
Erickson. Waste bitch.
What?
You heard me. I want you to grease him.
Another boat, Sergeant.
Miss Arv watches the approaching boat through his binoculars.
Okay, we're right there. I want that prearranged support now. Six snakes, ARA, man, the whole shit.
Right, Sergeant. Big Brother 02, Big Brother 02, this is Silent Twin 02, over.
I want you to waste it.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. Big Brother 02, request the following
kill
support.
The bitch.
Air, grid coordinates.
You're nuts.
Yeah?
Yeah, if Brownie were here, he would kick your ass on this, man. He would not tolerate this bullshit.
Brownie, air my frequency, no more. Brownie's on the dead frequency. You on my frequency, motherfucker? Because if you ain't, you're KIA, just like the rest of them goop motherfuckers down there.
Let her go. Let her go, Sarge. What you gonna do, man? Let her go!
Hatch, you're wasted.
Roger,
out.
What? I'll do it, Sarge.
No, Hatch is gonna do it, Hatcher.
Why me, man?
It's you little piece of bug shit. You do what I'm telling you.
No, I don't wanna, Sarge. Come on.
Chopper, Sarge. Goddamn, goddamn.
They're gonna see her.
We gotta get rid of him. We're gonna have every kind of bird sucking on the cell. Diaz! Do it! Do it!
I'll do it, Sarge.
Diaz, go do it, goddammit, do it!
Diaz, no, man. Don't do it.
Come on, you yellow piece of shit! Be a man!
Diaz, don't do it, man.
Be a man!
Don't do it.
Do it! Do it! Do it!
Don't let him make you do it, Diaz!
Go.
Don't do it, man!
Do it! Do it! Do it, you fucking piece of shit, do it!
Diaz! Diaz!
Do it! Do it! Do it!
Diaz!
Do it! No!
Erickson fires into the air, alerting the Viet Cong.
You don't have to worry about coughing anymore, sir!
The squad exchanges fire with the men on the boat, one of whom is blown into the water. Fresh Viet Cong run down the riverbank. They take cover behind the boat and return fire.
Should you stay here? Everybody else move! You lay down cover!
Now we're in the ship!
Take your names and count the bodies!
Erickson fires at the enemy while the others run across a disused rail track. Clark drags the girl into some bushes beside the railroad track. The rest of the squad fire from a bridge. Clark repeatedly stabs the girl while the rest of the squad are diverted.
What the hell is that? Look at Sarge! Look at!
A boat flying an American flag.
It's a gunboat! I fixed her, Sarge! I fixed her!
The girl crawls onto the railway tracks. She staggers to her feet, covered in blood and holding her stomach.
All right, everybody move! Red flag! Red flag! Switch in the hatch! Go! Go!
Nassarv keeps firing from a hollow beside the railroad tracks, while Hatcher, Clark and Diaz run across the bridge. The girl stumbles in Nassarv's direction. Two Viet Cong fire a mortar onto the bridge as the girl staggers along in shock. Nassarv sprays machine gun fire across the riverbank, hitting two men who are sheltering behind trees. A grenade lands amid the Viet Cong on a grassy plain, throwing three of them to the ground. Nassarv watches the devastation wearing a satisfied expression. The girl staggers along the railway bridge, trembling and drenched in blood. She trudges past Hazar, who looks up at her. As Erickson reloads, he turns and looks at Hazar on the bridge.
Oh, God.
She's getting away! No! No!
Erickson runs towards the bridge as Mazarf clambers onto it.
No! Stop it! No!
He knocks Erickson over.
Shut up!
Fire at the girl from both sides.
No!
Riddled with bullets, she falls off the bridge, and Mazur's expression shifts from fear to satisfaction.
Let's make our head!
The choppers approach the bridge. The squad runs across the bridge, leaving Erickson lying on the rail tracks in pain. As the choppers start firing at the riverbank, Erickson cowers from the explosions. The American gunboat explodes. Burning men are thrown into the water. Erickson sees the girl's broken body on the riverbank. Her legs are twisted at unnatural angles. Nearby, another body floats in the river. The smoking gunboat drifts along. More bodies float in the water near the flaming remains of the Viet Cong's boat. Erickson looks down at the girl's body. He passes out, banging his head against the rail track. Sometime later, Erickson's lying on a stretcher, being thrown away in a chopper. He regains consciousness and looks up at the spinning rotor blades against the sky thick with grey clouds. Later, the spinning blades are replaced by the ceiling fan in a military hospital. Lying in a bed with his head bandaged, Erickson looks groggily up at the fan. He jolts straight upright and sees two men with no legs being seated around him. Erickson strides out of the busy hospital building. He runs back down into the camp and finds Rowan in a line of soldiers.
Rowan! Rowan!
Okay. They did it, man. They did it. You didn't think they were going to do it, and I didn't think they were going to do it, but they did it. They took her and they killed her.
What, the girl? They did it?
Oh, man. This ain't supposed to happen. We go into this build. We just march in. And they take this girl. They tie her up, they drag her out, and they fucked her and they killed her, man. This ain't supposed to happen. I mean, this ain't supposed to happen. Don't be fucking kidding. Hatcher's talking about Genghis Khan. And Zerf is telling me that I'm KIA.
Is Clark in on us?
Oh, he's nuts.
Yeah, he's right here.
What are you guys talking about? Erickson, what are you talking about, Bob? I'm talking to him, man. I'm allowed to be talking to him.
Hey, man, what happens in the field stays in the field, man. You know that. Everybody knows that. Hey, Clarky, where's Mazur, man? Is he back? What happened to you, man? You disappeared.
Yeah, I got choppered out, Clark.
Yeah? All right, well, we're supposed to regroup at the
time. All right, don't fucking pull at me, man! Don't pull at me.
Roddy wants to sit in an hour.
Yeah, all right, I'll be there.
Yeah, you better be there.
I'll be there.
Victor Charles Kong's one hardcore jackass, man.
They told us things were heating up out where you guys were, and we were on alert. I said I am always on alert.
You see him, man?
That was freaky, man. That was very freaky.
They hit me back out of the bush, Roland. I'm dead, man. I'm coming back in a bag.
You gotta tell somebody.
Who? Who do you think?
Maybe you should try Riley. I mean, no. You don't like Missouri.
What about Hill, man? I mean, Hill's the captain.
Yeah, you should tell Riley first.
All right. On the day I was born, my mama grunted. I popped out, took one look around. Shit, I says, it's Two Creeks, Texas. So about 8 years ago, I'm still in Two Creeks. My wife's about to give birth to her first child. I took her to the hospital, natural thing to do. Well, she was refused admittance to this hospital on the basis of a race, which is, as you might guess, Negro. Next thing I know, the baby ain't about to wait. And so my son is born on the goddamn floor of this hospital's reception room. Erickson, I flipped the fuck out. I started turning over chairs, kicking lamps. Wasn't long before I was in jail. Now, wasn't I on the side of righteousness?
Erickson's lost for words.
So what was I doing in jail? What I was doing, let me advise you, was fixing to shoot some motherfuckers working in that hospital. That's what I was doing. But you know what? It was like they could read my mind. And they just kept me in that jail until my mind was turned around completely. By the time I got out, I wanted nothing but to see my baby and my wife.
Erickson takes this in.
And I started thinking to myself, what happened is the way things are. So why try and buck the system? Now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to break up the squad, send you 5 men off in 5 different directions.
Sir, I think...
No, you don't think. You listen. Be advised, you best just relax and try to forget about this thing. You can't expect anything different in the combat zone. Is that clear?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Civilians are milling out of a burning village.
Hey, guys. I got some boneless chicken I'll trade for some pound cake if anybody wants to.
It's all right, Cherry. We kill to keep our pound cake.
That's what everybody says.
In fact, we have killed to keep our pound cake.
The soldiers are walking among the evacuees. Erickson.
If it was me, what would you have done, Ron?
What do you mean, man?
I mean, if you were me, what would you have done?
I don't know.
There was this 1 minute, you know? I had this chance. I could have got her out of there. We both could have taken off. And then Clark. I mean, goddammit, what was I supposed to do? Waste the fucking corporal?
No, man.
And Meserve and Hatcher and Diaz just blow away 4 goddamn Americans.
No.
But what then?
Guys, I can't find my squad.
What are you doing here, Cherry?
I can't find Wilkins and McIntyre.
Find any pound cake?
No, I still got the boneless chicken.
What happened to your own pound cake?
Somebody stole it. Can I stay with you guys?
Yeah. Back there.
Should have gone to see Captain Hill myself. You know, he'd straighten this thing out.
When we reconnoiter those caves tomorrow, do you think everybody will have to go in, or, you know, just some of us?
Private, move out. you told Riley?
Oh, Riley's bullshit, man. Riley's doing zip. No, I gotta see Captain Hill myself. He will square this shit away. He will ream some people out over this.
You can't go around Riley. He's your immediate superior.
And if I don't, if I do nothing, she just vanished.
You cannot violate the chain of command, man. You're gonna piss some people off.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to violate something as sacred as the chain of command just to report a murder. What are you guys talking about? Don't worry about it.
I better go find my own squad. I don't feel right. I fuck, I'm doing something wrong. I'll see you guys later.
Hey. I don't think you will see us later if you don't stop bopping around here like it's a goddamn playground. Just take it easy, okay? Slow down. There he goes.
That's
he ain't rendezvoused with his brain recently.
Everyone drops to the ground.
Cease fire!
What's happening, Sarge?
Booby trap. Somebody stepped on a toe popper.
All right, let's move it out. Let's get where we're supposed to be.
Who got hit, Sarge?
Jerry. That boy was bagged and tagged the minute they cut his orders to this place. They should have just shot him at home.
Okay, let's move out. Get your people out of here. Let's go.
Oh, Jesus.
The Cherry American soldier is lying on his back with one of his legs missing and three metal blades protruding from his chest.
Pathetic dumbass Cherry. Wait a minute. This goddamn thing is turning us on our heads, Rowan. We're getting it backwards, man.
Because it's a day in, day out dose of bullshit, man, is what
it is.
I mean,
just because each of us might at any second be blown away, everybody's acting like we can do anything, man. And it don't matter what we do. But I'm thinking maybe it's the other way around, you know? Maybe the main thing is just the opposite. Because we might be dead in the next split second, maybe we gotta be extra careful what we do. Because maybe it matters more. Jesus, maybe it matters more than we even know.
Soldiers trudge up a charred and smoky hill, a burned-out building in the background. Captain Hill standing amid some ruins. Erickson approaches him.
PFC Erickson reporting, sir.
At ease, Erickson.
Captain Hill. Something happened, sir.
I'm aware of why you're here, Erickson. Lieutenant Riley detailed it to me just after you brought it to him. I'm handling everything.
Sir, I didn't know that, sir.
That just about covered as far as you're concerned, Trooper? I am max attentive to this situation.
Yes, sir. Is there someone I ought to speak to, sir? I mean, has the investigation started?
I hope you understand how serious this situation is.
Yes, sir. That's why I reported it, sir.
This kind of thing can cause a major international incident. Are you aware of that?
Yes, sir.
Erickson. These men fucked up good. But you bringing formal charges against them? Is that going to help that poor girl one little bit?
Maybe if you had been there, sir. Maybe if you had heard her screaming, you'd feel...
You don't tell me shit about screaming, boy! I've heard a lot of fucking screaming in this country! Most of it's come from wounded American boys. I'm gonna transfer you out of my company, Erickson. That all right with you? I'll get you out of the bush, out of the infantry, any fucking place you want to go, you name it. I saw your 201 file in the rear. Said you volunteered to be a tunnel rat. Is that what you want, Erickson?
I'd like to get out of this particular company, yes, sir.
Well, that's a rage, Erickson. You're a tunnel rat. We get to the rear, you pack your trash.
That's not going to keep me from trying to bring this thing out, sir.
Nobody's trying to keep you from doing a goddamn thing. My function here is just to tell you how something like this is going to come down. And you ought to be advised that military court-martials are notoriously lenient. Stateside review boards are even more lenient. Even if these four guys get convicted, they're not going to do any real time.
Yes, sir.
In fact, they're going to be out of the stockade before you can flick flies off of shit, Erickson. And if I was them, I'd be pissed off, wouldn't you? I'd be looking for a little payback. Now, a man like you, wife, baby daughter, I'd be considering those factors very carefully.
Pardon me, sir. What's your point, sir?
There ain't no point, Erickson. I'm simply trying to illuminate the terrain in which we currently find ourselves deployed. You don't mind that, do you? And if you do, fuck you!
Yes, sir.
You on my frequency?
Yes, sir.
You fucking maggot! Who the hell do you think you are? You're in that report recommending Missouri for a Bronze Star. He pulled you out of a VC tunnel, boy! Now, this shit with that girl, that was wrong. But he's a kid, Erickson. He's 20 goddamn years old. And you're gonna ruin his life. He saved yours.
He watched through binoculars as he walks along with Rowan. Erickson speaking in an animated manner, then tucks a cigarette behind his ear. The binoculars sweep across the camp to focus on a building marked Latrine. Erickson's walking towards the latrine. Two other soldiers are staggering along the road behind him, beers in hand. As Erickson goes into the latrine, the person watching him takes cover behind a canvas wall. The watcher sees Erickson playing with his lighter through the window, then ducks down. One of the watcher's white-gloved hands opens a hatch to reveal a metal drum. In the other hand, he's holding a grenade.
No, man. No, Jesus. Now listen to me, man. Just don't get too happy with those dice, because I'm shooting next. I'm going to be there in 2 seconds. I can take a piss.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Clarky. What?
Erickson sees Hatcher run away. Erickson walks towards the door looking suspicious. He taps his lighter against his wrist as he approaches. He's nearly reached the door when he drops the lighter. As he looks down to retrieve it, he sees the grenade beneath the floorboards. Erickson jumps out of the latrine just in the nick of time.
Get that fire out over there!
Erickson lies on his stomach in front of the burning building. He looks up at other soldiers rushing around. He spots Hatcher and Clark speaking in front of a tent. They go inside. Erickson gets to his feet, then staggers towards the tent. Looking furious, he picks up a spade before going through the entrance. He hides the tool behind his back.
9 is 1.
His squad, plus a few other soldiers, are at the opposite end, playing cards. Erickson strides up to them and addresses Mazar.
You sick son of a bitch.
Clark looks up at Erickson with a sneer. A cigarette hanging from his mouth.
I told you, Jerry. What happened?
Erickson strikes him to the ground with the spade.
Nobody cares, Mazur. Oh, I told everybody. I told them, you don't have to worry. You don't have to try and kill me, man.
I told them. And they don't care!
You think he down, man. You buku think he down.
Erickson throws the spade to Masarv, who catches it, looking shocked. Erickson heads out of the tent. Clark's lying on the floor on his back, touching his bloody forehead in pain and bewilderment. Now, a bar with multicolored fairy lights decorating the walls. Soldiers are milling about, drinking beer and shooting some pool. Erickson sitting at the bar smoking a cigarette, a pyramid of beer cans in front of him. A tall, skinny man sits down beside him.
How you doing, son?
Sorry. Drunk, sir.
Mind if I join you for a little?
Drunk, very drunk, sir.
You going on leave?
Transfers, sir. Fitty booties.
This little darling must be your daughter.
He's looking at a photograph.
You're not thinking of doing anything crazy with that gun, are you?
Just protecting myself, sir. Gotta protect myself.
The man smiles slightly.
Trouble at home, son?
Pardon, sir?
Thought you might have problems at home. Problems with a wife, sickness in the family.
Erickson drinks some more beer.
The answer's not in that can, son.
You sure, sir?
I'm a chaplain. Try me. That's what I do.
You're a chaplain, sir?
Are you religious, son? I'm a Methodist.
I'm a Lutheran.
Well, we can still talk, can't we?
Erickson considers this. He stares blearily into space as the man smiles encouragingly.
I went on a long-range patrol, sir. We kidnapped our girl from a village. And the other four men raped her. And they murdered her. And I failed.
He's on the verge of tears.
Stop.
Now, soldiers are crowded around the girl's body at the riverside. One of the soldiers takes photographs while another makes notes. Erickson, Captain Hill, and others are watching from the railway bridge.
You couldn't let it rest, could you? You had to push it.
Go to hell. Sir.
So you don't feel responsible for the crimes of rape and murder?
Clark shakes his head.
No, sir. I don't.
Is it your feeling, then, Corporal Clark, that you have been wrongly brought to trial by the United States government?
Clark looks exasperated.
Hey, I don't have anything against the United States government. But I just think soldiers like Tony Meserve and me belong out in combat. Not here. You throw guys like us in the stockade and you're helping nobody but the Viet Cong, sir.
When your turn was called by Sergeant Meserve, did you go willingly into the hooch? and raped the girl, Tran T1? Please answer the question.
Hatcher looks away.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Have you any idea why PFC Erickson stayed out of the hooch?
Well, he was brand new, sir. You know, I've been there a lot longer than him. I've been there at least 3 weeks longer than him, sir.
You're saying then, PFC, you involved yourself in rape to avoid being ridiculed?
Diaz.
When you go out on a patrol, sir, you're not going to be as good as you want to be because these guys aren't helping you do anything. There's going to be 4 people on that patrol and an individual. And so I did what I did, and I got remorse about it. But I also got remorse about talking at this trial, too. Because I have a loyalty to the men I was out there with.
And is it standard practice for U.S. personnel to have sexual relations with their prisoners and then murder them?
Objection. Overruled.
The prisoner made attempts to give away the position of the squad, sir.
She was ill and coughing from the abuse of you and your men. She shouldn't have even been there to jeopardize your position. You drag her out there and rape her. And then you blame her for coughing, so you kill her. Does that about sum it up?
Objection.
Overruled.
Mazarov struggles for words.
Well, sir, I've seen a lot of killing, which it's our duty to do. Because it's kill or be killed. Sometimes you hate the enemy so badly about 2 ops back, Operation Turner, we ran into a hooch that had been burned down. Some Vietnamese were carrying children out of a bunker in a hooch. They suffered from smoke inhalation. I gave one small child mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. That just goes to show you, it ain't all combat over here.
The accused stand in line.
Of the charges of rape and unpremeditated murder, PFC Antonio Diaz is found guilty, sentenced to 8 years imprisonment at hard labor. Of the charge of rape, Private First Class Herbert Hatcher is found guilty and sentenced to 15 years hard labor. Of the charges of rape and premeditated murder, Corporal Thomas E. Clark is found guilty, sentenced to life imprisonment at hard labor. Of the charge of unpremeditated murder, Sergeant E5 Tony Meserve is found guilty, sentenced to 10 years hard labor. All sentences will begin immediately at the United States Disciplinary Barracks, Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. Prisoners dismissed.
The men file out past Erickson, giving him cold looks.
Even if these 4 guys get convicted, they're not going to do any real time. They're going to be out of the stockade before you can flick flies off a ship. And if I was them, I'd be pissed off, wouldn't you? I'd be looking for a little payback!
Now, Erickson's sitting on the tram in civilian clothes, leaning against the window. He wakes up with a start. He rubs his forehead exhaustedly. He looks back at the Vietnamese student sitting opposite. Erickson gazes at her and breathes heavily, overwhelmed. He looks out of the window, then bows his head in despair. The Vietnamese student looks over at him wearily. She looks down at her books as Erickson seems completely overcome with emotion. He slumps back in his seat. Erickson still breathing heavily when the tram slows and the girl gets to her feet. Erickson sees the student getting off. He glances away. As the crowd clears, he notices that she's left her scarf behind on the seat. Seeing her walking calmly along on the peaceful green campus outside, he gets up, retrieves the scarf, then gets off the tram.
Excuse me! Excuse me, miss! You forgot this.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Xiao Ko!
The student turns around.
Do I remind you of someone?
Yeah.
The woman looks puzzled and sighs.
You had a bad dream, didn't you?
Yes.
It's over now, I think. Ciao.
Erickson stands with his mouth open, watching her go. He turns around with his hands on his hips, looking completely overwhelmed. Behind him stretches the green parkland, dotted with trees. People are sitting around in small groups, and a city skyline stretches off into the distance. Although this film is based on an actual incident, the names of the participants have been changed. Herbert Hatcher was found not guilty of murder. On appeal, Hatcher's rape conviction was reversed, and on retrial he was acquitted, his confession having been disallowed on constitutional grounds.